Maxi Curran, Donegal manager, joins us on the line. Good evening, Maxi.
Hi, Chris. How's it going?
Well, first of all, congratulations. It was a dead rubber in some respects, but nevertheless, nice to conclude the season with a victory for all involved.
Look, as you say, it was a dead rubber, but last year we finished the campaign with losing the two group matches, and we didn't want the same to happen. This year, I think Intercounty, footballers or hurlers, whatever it is, they have a high level of inner pride that they want to win every game they play, we kind of went forward with that in mind today, and we wanted to finish the season on a high, as you say.
And goals from Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin, who've put in great service down through the years, and that really paved the way for victory with those two early scores.
I think we went into the water break 2-4 to no score up, and look, we were going well at that stage, and we probably caught Waterford a bit cold. Look, to be fair to Waterford, they only played Dublin last week. We had 2 weeks to get ourselves together after our defeat to Dublin, and similar to ourselves, Waterford ran them very close and even probably had better chances than ourselves to catch Dublin last week. So, I can imagine they'd be bitterly disappointed from that. And we were sort of take a week off after the Dublin game and gathered up last weekend, and it kind of gave us a wee bit of breathing space, and maybe to be fair to Waterford, they didn't have that. But look, our guys, to be fair, there's a fair sprinkling of quality in our team, and if teams are going to let them play, they will cause a bit of bother, and they hit the ground running today. If they didn't against Dublin, we only scored 2 points in the entire first half against Dublin, along with the goal. So we felt it was important to try and keep the scoreboard ticking, and getting a good start was going to be important, and thankfully we got that.
Well, it hasn't been an easy campaign with the COVID-related disruptions and probably, motivating players. It hasn't been a normal season in any ways. Obviously, as you indicated earlier in the week, there's a few girls who've been there for quite a while, and, maybe this could be the end of the road. Any indication on will we see a few people perhaps saying that they've done their time for Donegal senior ladies?
Well, no. I can't say that. No one has put their hand up to say they're definitely walking away. Look, I think when you're involved, it's football or maybe sport at this level, and you reflect on the amount of time you give it. At some point, when maybe things aren't going well, you think, Mother of God, why do I bother? I must be able to do other things. With all this time that I'm spending, and then they get a break away from it, and they realise, how much it means to them, and that's why they do it in the first place. And it's not as easy to walk away as you might think. And I think maybe in the case of female athletes, there are other considerations for them. Starting families, one thing another. But we have a number of girls around that 30 mark that recently married and maybe thinking along those lines. But it's an addiction, as any athlete can tell you. And playing for your county is a great achievement, and it's a source of pride to any footballer, male or female or hurler for that matter, whatever it is. And these guys love playing for Donegal, and hopefully the other thing is the 2021 season is not that far away. I think the league starts 12 weeks this weekend, and sure, look, there's only going to be a month or 5 weeks of a break, and they'll be back at it again for 2021. So that might keep a few as well. There's not going to be a big lull. And we always felt that this group had had a lot of potential, and they were genuine all-around contenders. I think we've proved to everybody, and hopefully proved to the girls themselves, that they're now closer than they've ever been. And if they can keep it together, I think if they could get any luck at all, I think they would, they have a real chance of getting over the line. And but they'll probably need everybody to do that. So hopefully there'll be a lot between me and absentees come with them next year.
And important, some of those with more experience, even if they're not maybe getting as much game time, they are hugely influential within the squad and in bringing on some of the younger ones.
Yeah, and look, it's a lot about the environment, and younger people need role models, and they need older players to learn from. And as you say, whether that be in training or just watching and observing their movements, as county players is very important. And it'll be great to hold on to them. But look, there comes a time as well where young players need their chance to cut their teeth. Meath Carr had a fantastic game again today and has turned into one of the, you know, the toughest American cornerbacks in the country. You know, a year and a half ago, Niamh wasn't making the team, and a couple of years moved away, and Niamh got a chance, and she's just blossomed, and that's how it goes. And sometimes it can be a real balancing act, figuring out when the time is right to for the older ones to step aside and the younger ones to come in. You know, we can say at times this is somewhat of a golden generation. This group of Donegal players, and it's very hard, as you've seen in other counties over the years. They also have the great Kerry team and the good Tyrone team that they stayed too long, but they were just so good that they were very hard to replace when they were there. And there is that challenge, you know, for everybody, for the younger guards to push the older ones on and fight for their place and earn it in their own right.
So good to finish off the season on a winning note. From your own perspective, will this be a time for reflection now? You've been there for quite a while. Any thoughts at this stage regarding next year?
I've always been of the belief that managers get too much credit for teams that win and get too much credit for teams that lose, that it's all about the players. And I think this group are a very solid, well set up group, and I don't think it really matters who would come in. They would remain to be competitive, and I think that's the important thing is the players. Reflect and weigh it all up, I suppose, in the coming weeks, and see what's best for the group. It might be time for them to get a fresh voice and a change of direction. But look, we'll see in the weeks to come.